This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world, this is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Hello and welcome to QNN, where this week we're looking back at the year 2014 in news around the globe. I'm Patrick Weiland-Smith.
And I'm Jacob Holman.
The word homophobia is no longer available to gay people, which is a spectacular and neat Orwellian trick, because now it turns out that gay people are not the victims of homophobia. Homophobes are the victims of homophobia.
That speech by Irish drag star Panty Bliss was hailed as a powerful retort to anti-gay groups in Ireland who had threatened to sue the national broadcaster after being called out on television for their homophobia.
In February, the actress Ellen Page appeared at the Human Rights Campaign's Time to Thrive, declaring she was tired of hiding.
And I am here today because I am gay. Regardless, for me, I feel a personal obligation and a social responsibility. I also do it selfishly because I'm tired of hiding. And I'm tired of lying by omission.
Also making a statement in 2014 was Michael Sam, who became the first out gay man in the NFL.
I'm Michael Sam. I'm a football player and I'm gay.
Dropped by two NFL teams, Sam was dogged all year by questions about whether the sport was truly ready for him. But his supporters spoke louder than his critics.
You beat a woman and drag her down a flight of stairs, pulling her hair out by the roots. You're the fourth guy taken in the NFL draft. You kill people while driving drunk. That guy's welcome. You love another man. Well, now you've gone too far.
On the marriage front, gay marriage came into effect in England, Wales, Scotland, and Finland.
While the West powered forward on LGBTI equality, the Winter Olympics went ahead despite protests over Russia's regressive law banning pro-gay speech. Persecution of LGBTI minorities in large parts of Africa and the Middle East continued, with Western groups helping to stoke anti-gay hysteria, and brutal penalties for homosexuality passed in Gambia, Nigeria, Cameroon, and other parts, while Uganda's anti-gay law was ruled invalid on a technicality.
In the US, following the striking down of the Defense of Marriage Act the year before, a cascade of rulings meant that gay marriage is now legal in 35 states. As the Supreme Court declined to take up the issue last October, Ted Olson went head-to-head on Fox News with Tony Perkins.
Well, I'd like to ask Ted, what's the purpose of marriage?
The purpose of marriage is what the Supreme Court has said 14 times. It's a fundamental right that involves privacy, association, liberty, and being with the person that you love and forming a part of our community and being treated equally with the rest of society.
With all eyes on the nine justices of the US Supreme Court, a final decision is expected in 2015.
Meanwhile, in July, President Obama signed an executive order making it illegal for federal contractors to discriminate against LGBT workers.
Yeah, we've got a long way to go, but I hope as everybody looks around this room, you are reminded of the extraordinary progress that we have made, not just in our lifetimes, but in the last 5 years. In the last 2 years. We're on the right side of history. I'm going to sign this executive order.
But it wasn't all good news. Employment Protections for LGBTI Americans is effectively DOA after major gay rights groups pulled their support. The long-suffering Employment Non-Discrimination Act has languished in Congress for 20 years. This is Rhea Carey from the Gay and Lesbian Task Force.
The political landscape has changed. We and other organizations have had concerns about the religious exemption included in ENDA all along. We were able to see in the Hobby Lobby case how religious exemptions were being used to discriminate against people.
And finally,
we are unity and we are unstoppable.
It was the best of times in 2014 for Conchita Wurst, the bearded Austrian diva who took out the Eurovision Song Contest. And that's just some of the stories that defined the year 2014. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Patrick Weiland-Smith. We'll see you in the new year.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter, at QNN Australia.
At QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.